It's 9-9. Steve Smith, at times this year, has looked like the unbeatable batsman, the acting Australian captain. Last night cleaned up, got the Allan Border Medal, Test Player of the Year and One Day International Player of the Year. He's on the line now. Stephen Smith, good morning.
Good morning.
Do you have superstition? All this talk about how well you're doing, do you get a bit superstitious and say, oh, hang on, let's not preempt anything?
Not overly. I try and keep all my preparations and routines the same, particularly when they're going well. So, you know, I feel really good at the moment and hopefully it continues for me throughout the last one day of this tri-series and then into the World Cup as well.
Well, your career has gone from a few years ago, fringe test player, to this sort of level now within a couple of years. Why?
Look, obviously I had a taste of test cricket when I was quite young and, you know, that was an invaluable experience for me. I probably wasn't quite ready at that point in time, and to go back to the first class system and try and sort my game out technically and mentally was a big challenge for me. And I think since I've come back and been a part of the Australian setup in the last 12 to 18 months, you know, I've really enjoyed every bit of it, and you know, it seemed to be working well for me at the moment.
Do you have a mentor?
Not really. You know, I try to do everything myself, I guess. I think you're your best coach, and you can learn a lot from just watching footage and that kind of thing. So, yeah, I kind of work it out myself.
All the commentators seem to suggest if you had a coach, he'd tell you to stop doing what you do anyway, wouldn't he?
Oh, probably. So, yeah, look, I try and do a lot myself. And I think Michael Divenuto has been outstanding, the batting coach in the Australian setup. He's been absolutely outstanding. His experience and knowledge of the game is second to none, and he's been terrific for me and all of the batters in the Australian setup.
One of the things that strikes me watching you and all the really good players is the amount of time you've got to play a shot. And this little step across the stumps as the ball is delivered, is that what's giving you the time? What's that about?
I'm not sure if that's given me the time or not. It's kind of just something that I've brought into my game over the last, I guess, 6 months. I feel like I'm in a good position to hit the ball, and I don't know where my off stump is. So, you know, it's been good for me in the last little bit, and hopefully it continues for me.
Do you change the size of that step according to the game or according to the bowler?
Yeah, a little bit. I think I batted a little bit different in each of the test matches throughout the summer. I think, you know, it depends on each wicket to what I kind of do. So, you know, it worked out well throughout the summer.
Has this huge success, the captaincy, and has it changed your life?
Yeah, look, it's been amazing. I think I'm certainly getting noticed a little bit more when I'm walking down the street and that kind of thing, which is always nice, and I think that comes with the territory. It's been an amazing couple of months. To lead Australia in Test cricket was beyond my wildest of dreams, and, you know, to do that in Michael's absence has been amazing and a great experience for me.
I know most bowlers consider they're very good batsmen, Shane Warne included, with his 99. Would you ever want to go back to serious leg spin?
At the moment, you know, I'm just happy where my batting's at. You know, it's come a long way in the last couple of years. I kind of put my bowling on the back foot a little bit. But I'm certainly still working on that in the net, so... you know, it's still there if I need to be called upon. I really like bowling with the white ball and the challenges of bowling in one-day cricket. So you might see a few overs here and there in the World Cup. We'll see how we go.
When you do you set some targets for yourself now? I mean, such an extraordinary summer. Do you set targets or do you just do as you can?
I'm not a big one for targets, really. I just like to try and take each day as it comes and try and just become the best player I can. I feel like I'm getting better every day at the moment, and, you know, I just need to try and keep my preparations and routines the same to try and get some consistency and hopefully keep playing some good cricket.
Very relaxed, I hear, around the room. Is that right?
Yeah, pretty relaxed. You know, I like to try and keep a smile on my face as much as I can and not worry too much about the game. I think in the end it's just a game. You know, I think that's been shown to us throughout the summer. There's a lot, you know, there's a lot more happening in life, and cricket's just a game. So, you know, we need to go out there and be as relaxed as we can. And I think that's the way we play our best cricket as a team as well.
Well, speaking of that, does the Phil Hughes death still motivate you?
It was obviously a really sad time for everyone involved and in the cricket family. So, yeah, Hughesy was one of my close mates. And, you know, it was obviously an absolute tragedy at the start of the summer. And I have to pay a lot of credit to all the boys for the way they've stood up throughout the summer. You know, they've all been absolutely outstanding. So, you know, it's a great credit to the way we've come a long way.
But it clearly drove you early on in the first test. Does it now, or is it a different reason now?
Look, he's obviously always in the back of my mind. You know, every time I walk out to the middle, I think about him, and I'm sure he's out there with us. So you know, it's nice to have been able to play the way I did this summer and pay a couple of tributes to him.
Yeah. Look, I thank you very much for time. All the best for the future. I'm sure we'll all enjoy watching you. Keep it going.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks very much. Stephen Smith, Alan Border medalist, Test Player of the Year, Australian Test Player of the Year, One Day International Player of the Year, Steve Smith. And it's, they always said Bradman, and you can't compare him to Bradman, of course, but they always said Bradman was defined by the amount of time he had to play a shot. No matter how fast the bowling, no matter what was going on, he had the time in the world. It applies to elite footballers too. You watch, the late Robert Flower always had a lot of time to do things. Malcolm Blight, Gary Ablett Sr., Gary Ablett Jr. too. Time and balance for sportsmen like that. And Steve Smith's something special.